This is Geneviève Rassette. You're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Woohoo! Yeah, thank you, Jenny. Folk Everything. Okay, so what did we have there? We started off with Mackenzie Shivers and a new track from her. And that was called Everything's a Vibe. Title track from her new album. She's from New York. I'm not quite sure where in New York she is, but she's not far. Everything's a Vibe. Mackenzie Shivers. We had Suzanne DeBusac and Danny Was a Buzz. Yeah. I'm troubled saying that. That's from her album Vinegar, which is new. And Suzanne DeBusac is from Calgary. Yeah, lots of great folks out in Calgary. Great musicians, too. But we had David Lindley finishing us off. And Revenge Will Come from the great David Lindley. That's taken from his Big Twang album from 2007. And he has since passed, and we're all still very sad about that. But the beat goes on. Do, 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 do. The beat goes on. Okay. Well, that was it. That was that set. And guess what? There's another one coming. First, I thought I'd better tell you about a couple of shows that are coming up to town. If I can see the date there. There we go. Okay. So, Weird Nightmare is in at the Broom Factory on the 12th. Arian Posen with Wendlow on the 13th. That's at the Signal Brewery in Corbyville. Cat Clyde is coming on May the 24th. Victoria Day. Bob Dylan's birthday. Great day to see Cat Clyde. Hawksley Workman and the Wolves are in on the, what is that? Little tiny printing. June 14th. Again, at the Signal Brewery in Corbyville. The Wolf Island Music Festival goes August 7th to the 8th. Begonia at the Broom Factory. She's just got a new album out. And Bahamas are coming in October. So just a few shows coming up from Flying V that might be of interest to you. If not, then maybe your friends. Who knows? All right. What do we got for you now? Ooh, let's get rid of that so that the next one can pop up. Yeah, there it is. This is brand new. I like playing you brand new. Finding new stuff from these people is just great. This is a band I've seen a bunch of times. She's a sweetheart, and so is her band. The album is called Wilding, Part 1. We have Jessica Pearson and the East Wind. Yeah. I'm going to play you a track called Let It Go on Folk Everything on CFRC.
And everyone's needs before yours. Feeling drained but don't want it to show. The world won't stop if you start saying no. Do this all alone. Let it go. Let it go. Play it down. Girl, lay it down.
I'm trying to get my phone.
you don't understand why I don't treat you like a man, and you can't see that there's nothing you can do to hurt me, and you don't realize that I've been feeding you full of lies. I'm a monster, just a face without soul. I'm a monster, slowly taking all of your control. You've been pacing the room, you've been feeling blue, but you won't say.
That's me. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what we did in that set. We started off with Mackenzie Shiver. No, that's not right. Let's get up here. Jessica Pearson and the East Wind. And that's new from them, called Let It Go, from Jessica Pearson. The album is called Wilding Part 1, and it should be out quite soon. All right. We also had in there Jillian Kerr, or Carr if you prefer, taken from her Downtown EP from 2017. That was a track called Monster from Jillian Kerr. Oh, and we had Florence Dorr in the middle of that, Hold the Spark. That was in the middle of that set. Yeah, Jillian. That was not a new track. I will find it because it's right here. Florence Dorr. What are we looking for? There it is. In Hold the Spark. That's new. That's the title, actually the title track from her new album, Hold the Spark. She's from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I think. Is Chapel Hill? Anyway. Florence Dore. Yeah. It would be Dore if she was from Montreal, but she's not. So, c'est la vie. Okay. We're just going to keep on hopping, bopping. As we bring you, what do we got? What can I tell you about now? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Should we be pushing Mariposa? Might as well. Billy Bragg is at Mariposa. He's also coming here. This is on Friday. He's going to be playing at Mariposa Friday, main stage. Father John Misty, Billy Bragg, O.C. Elliott, Fox Warren, Shred Kelly, Ducks Limited, Omega Mighty, and D.D. Austin are what we're looking at for the Friday headlines. Saturday looks even better, and Sunday looks... Wow, Sunday looks great. Okay. So Mariposa coming up July 3rd to the 5th. That takes place in Orillia, Ontario. Take you about, 3.5 hours to get there? Something like that. But it's always worth it. It's always a great time. I've been going for something like 20 years, and I look forward to it every year. Big time. Yeah. All right. What's coming up now? How about brand new from the McDades, award-winning band from Canada? Hang on. See if we can find exactly where they're from. We're still looking. The McDades. That's should be farther up the list. There it is, Gardner's Child. It's just a single at this point. But there will be an album coming, no doubt. They're from Edmonton. We're going to play a thing called Gardener's Child. We've got Isabel Pine and, the Crash Test Dummies coming up on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Shines. You fall in snow, be your shirt. Let light your body. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitalin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made on radio.
CFRC. The best radio station we've ever heard.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Folk everything, folk everything, folk everything, folk everything, folk everything.
That one, there we go. Okay. Well, what we had there, if you can remember way back for all those ads, the McDades. And that's new from them. They're an award-winning Canadian band, and I think they're wonderful. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed playing it for you, okay? The McDades, Gardener's Child, it's a new single from them. They're from Edmonton, the McDades. Isabel Pine was in there. Now, that's kind of it's not really folk. It's almost classical jazz-like stuff. The album is called Fables. She's from BC. It's new. And that was A Butterfly Lands on a Flower. Wow, must be spring. Yeah. Crash Test Dummies with the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead, who several other people have recorded, but that's their original tune. Of Peter Pumpkinhead. Yeah. Okay. Beeping along. Oh, some more shows to come up that we got coming up. We got two today. Are you ready? Mage Tears with Ebril is on at... where is that? Oh, I'll betcha it's at the Broom Factory. Yeah, because they've got an evening show with Strung Out, supported by Belvedere. And that's all today. On the 22nd of May, Dave Gunning is coming through. The Reverend Horton Heat with the Suffragettes on June the 28th. And, of course, Spring Reverb is coming by May 28th to the 31st. And that's going to be great fun. So I hope you can get out and catch a whole bunch of those bands that are coming through. Right? Right. All right. We've got some weird stuff coming for you now, I think, yeah. We've got Father John Misty and a track called Funny Girl, because he's going to be, Father John Misty, is he? Yeah, he's Mariposa Friday night. Yeah. So head up to Mariposa and you can check him out, okay? This is Funny Girl from Folk Everything on CFRC.
Funny girl, you look so unassuming, right up until the room you're captivating starts to fill with gut-busting laughter. You're transformed into a 5-foot Cleopatra. Trust. funny girl. Your schedule's pretty crazy, doing interviews for the new live action Kathy. Could you pencil in an industry outsider? Yeah, you're young, but baby, you're not getting young, girl. Funny
little homage. Yeah. Just yesterday morning, you let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they put in it. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to.
Fire and Rain. That was the White House. With a Y. Yeah. They are from, where is the White House from? I think they're from Hamilton. Waterloo. Close enough. Whoa! Well, that sounds like fun. But that's next. Not now. Jeez, I gotta need a little whip to keep all these songs in line. Okay. We had the White House, James Taylor's Fire and Rain. That's just a single from them. As I say, they're not from Hamilton. They're from Waterloo. It's the White House. We've played a bunch of their stuff before. We had the Bridge City Sinners in there and Ashes from the Here's the Devil album. That's 2019. That came out. Boy, I saw them here down at the Broom Factory. They were great fun. Kind of a leapy show. It was nice. All right. Father John Misty in front of that with a funny track called Funny Girl. Okay. Father John Misty, where is he? That's from Chloe in the Next 20th Century album. Okay. That came out in 2022. And he's going to be at Mariposa this summer. So that will be fun. Yeah, and that's what we played in that set. Okay. As we just keep hopping along, what do we got for you now? Still got a bunch of stuff lined up. Oh, okay. Here's a band that they recorded this song. The Fairport Convention is who we're talking. They recorded this song, and then a couple of people left the band. That was that sort of queasy period in the middle there. Sandy Denny left. And couple of others, and they formed a band named after this song. Put out one album and then got absorbed into whatever else was going on. And just recently, last few years or so, their second album was released. It was in the can. It had just never been released. So they brought it out. Okay? So that's going to be the second track. The first track is the Crane Wives, who you heard starting off there with a track called Red Clay. Let's see. Where are they? Beyond, Beyond, Beyond. It's the name of the album. 2024 from Michigan. Are the Crane Wives. And we've got Mayor Brennan, who passed away last week. Or the week before. Yeah, because we did a tribute to her last week. But right now, though, it's the Crane Wives. Red Clay on Folk Everything on CFRC. Shelter, offering ease.
the daylight passing within her captive wall, with no one to heed her call. The evening hour is fading within the dwindling sun, and in a lonely moment those embers will be gone, and the last of all the young birds flow. Her days of precious freedom forfeited long before, to live such fruitless years behind a guarded door. But those days will last no more. Than these islands, or the lonely, fathering gate.